Chief, staff ready?
Staff is ready.
Very good, let's get the show on the road.
Premature.
Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. Item number two on our roll call, Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Domenigini, would you do the honors tonight, please?
Please stand.
Salute, pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk, our birthday girl, Tara Russenhoven. Happy birthday, Tara.
Thank you. Councilmember Fletcher?
Here.
Councilmember Domenigini?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Here.
Mayor Hanson?
Here. Thank you, Tara. Item four, ceremonial matters, proclamations, recognitions, and awards. Item 4A, Veterans Day proclamation. And Barbara Leducer with the Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary and the American Legion Auxiliary is here in the audience this evening. Hello, Barbara. Thank you for being here. So, City Willow's proclamation, I'll read it into the record now. Whereas the 11th of November 1918 marked the end of the war to end all wars and the cessation of the most destructive, sanguinary, and far-reaching war in human annals and the resumption by the people of the United States of peaceful relations with other nations, which we hope may never be severed. And whereas it is fitting that the recurring anniversary of this date should be commemorated with thanksgiving and prayer and exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill and mutual understanding between nations. And whereas on June 1, 1954, Congress declared that Armistice Day should be Veterans Day to honor all who had served in all wars to preserve world peace. And on October 8, 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower issued the first Veterans Day proclamation. And whereas to protect the nation they love, our veterans stepped forward when America needed them most. In conflicts around the world, their sacrifice and resolve helped destroy the enemies of freedom and save millions from oppression. In answering history's call with honor, decency, and resolve, our veterans have shown the power of liberty and earned the respect and admiration of a grateful nation. And whereas all of America's veterans have placed our nation's security before their own lives, creating a debt that we can never fully repay. Our veterans represent the best of America, and they deserve the best America can give them. Now, therefore, I, Gary Hanson, Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the Willows City Council and the citizens of Willows, do hereby proclaim November 11th, 2019 as Veterans Day and urge all citizens of Willows to recognize the valor and sacrifice of our veterans through ceremonies and prayers. A witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and official seal this 22nd day of October 2019. Gary Hanson, Mayor. And Barbara, I'll present this to you. And if we could have our veterans of all of our services just stand and take notice for a moment. It would be much appreciated. Our veterans, please stand up, be recognized. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much. Thank you again, Barbara, for everything that you do in your service. Item 5, public comment, written communications. Item 5A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the oral record, and oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Any public comment on any items not on the agenda tonight? If it's not on the agenda, please approach the podium. Anything? Anything? No? Okay. Very good. Thank you. Mr. Ross, did you say something?
Well, I kind of did, if I may.
Sure. Sure. Evening, Doug.
There was three ladies, or at least one of them was going to show up tonight. They're all residents of Escaton Kennedy Manor. And I won't name them, but I'll, encourage them to write a follow-up letter, but they wanted to speak on behalf of the city taking notice of the return to flammability of the vacant lot, the lot between Tractor Supply and Holiday Inn Express, feeling that even though the city has fulfilled its obligation, that it's still a fire hazard near their residences, and the property owner, they feel, should be compelled to, in some way or another, to abate, even though before next spring or whatever. And also, they wanted to make a comment about a pothole that appeared on North Humboldt Avenue, right about where Cedar Hills and EKM meet.
Okay.
So that's the sum of substance. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Russ, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Any other public comment tonight on any matters not on the agenda? Anything? Very good. Thank you. Moving on to item number 6, our consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the City Council consider item 6A, approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, number 37307 to 37375, number Z010281 to Z010306, and numbers 38302 to 38326, and consider item 6B, approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting, which was held on October 8th, 2019, and consider item 6C, approval of the cancellation of the December 24th, 2019 City Council meeting. Pleasure of the Council in reference to consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the consent agenda as read.
Mr. Fletcher's moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Domenichini has the second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously 5-0. Moving on to item number 7 this evening, public hearing, item 7A, conduct a public hearing and consider reading by title only, passage of the second reading and adoption of the ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows adding chapter 1.10 civil penalties to the Willows Municipal Code and amending selected sections of chapter 8.10 nuisances of the Willows Municipal Code, excuse me. City Attorney Robert Hunt, good evening, Mr. Hunt.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Thank you very much. We are here on a second reading and hopefully adoption and to conduct a public hearing on this matter tonight. As you recall, when we met 2 weeks ago, I explained that this ordinance basically was intended to grant additional remedies to the city to create some incentive for landlords, property owners who are failing to abate nuisances in a timely manner. And what this does, chapter 1.10 actually adds civil penalties, and those penalties can be up to $1,000 a day depending on the egregiousness of the violation, the tardiness of the abatement process or lack of action, and various other factors, including whether it is a single family residence or a commercial property. Those would all be taken into consideration before those penalties are established. Currently, we have provisions in the Willows Municipal Code which establish criminal penalties. Criminal penalties, quite frankly, seem a bit excessive in most cases and a bit expensive to go to court and undertake and have a finding of guilt, even for something such as a misdemeanor. These civil penalties are simply penalties, financial penalties assessed by the city without the intervention of court process at all. This section 1.10 is well thought out, well drafted, I believe, and incorporates a number of due process and appeal rights so that the landowner's due process rights are protected at all times. Once penalties are assessed, and the appeal process has been completed or waived, those penalties become charges against the property, the same as if the city had abated the nuisance at its own expense. So they become basically liens in the guise of tax liens almost against the property. They will have to be paid off, and that can also prevent the property owner from selling the property with a lien attached until the city is paid. The amendments that we made to Chapter 8.10, which is the current nuisance section. Basically, adds some definition, and it adds some due process rights in terms of appeal and how the appeal is processed and who hears it. That's the intent of the additions to the Willow Municipal Code and the amendments to the Municipal Code that is before this council tonight. I'd be pleased to take any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hunt. Council members, questions, comments for Mr. Hunt before we open the public hearing?
I have a comment.
Mr. Mello.
This is a clear and fair addition, and we all know it will help in keeping our city's appearance up for our residences and future property owners, as well as attracting future investors and businesses. And that's it, and I'm very happy with this ordinance. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Any further questions, comments for Mr. Hunt before we open the public hearing?
I like what Mr. Councilmember Mello said.
Yeah. Very good. Any further there?
No.
Okay, very good. Anything further, members of the council? Okay, very good. At this time, we'll open the public hearing in reference to this matter. The time is 7:11 p.m., 1911 hours. We'll open the public hearing in reference to item 7A at this time. We've now come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone, and although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. Is there any public input this evening from the audience members in reference to item 7B, the ordinance we've been discussing? Any public input? Nothing? Very good. Thank you. The time is now 7:12 p.m., 1912 hours. We'll close the public hearing and reference this matter at this time. Council members, this is the second reading and adoption. Pleasure of the council in reference to reading by title only.
Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Mr. Mello has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Fletcher has the second. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenigany?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to the second reading and adoption of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance next... Oops, excuse me. Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council for the City of Willows adding Chapter 1.10 Civil Penalties to the Willows Municipal Code and amending selected sections of Chapter 8.10 Nuisances of the Willows Municipal Code, pass second reading and be adopted.
Mr. Mello has moved that the ordinance as item 7A as presented pass second reading and be adopted. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Fletcher has seconded. Further discussion? Any discussion? Well, just to echo Mr. Mello and Mr. Domenigany's thoughts, this is a very good cleanup legislation that's long overdue, and I like the wording and the verbiage, and it does, as we stated right here 2 weeks ago, as I stated and others stated, this gives the city some real teeth that we were currently lacking with the handful of major violators that we have in the city at this time, so. I like it. Very good. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenigany?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Moving on to item number 8, regular business agenda items requiring City Council action. Item 8A, consider approval of conduit financing for the Sycamore Ridge Family Apartments Affordable Housing Project. Karen Mantelli, our contract principal planner. Good to see you, Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. This item before you, as read, it has to do with the Sycamore Ridge Family Apartments, which is a housing project that received a design review approval from the commission in August of 2016. A site plan of the project is before you on your dais, so you have an idea of what the layout is. The city, in conjunction with the developer, applied in 2018 for home funding for the project, which has been awarded by the state as of February 2019. The public hearing tonight is pursuant to the Federal Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act, or referenced as TEFRA. It's a requirement for the governing body of the local jurisdiction where the project was going to be developed is to be held, and approving the proposed financing. And this is in order for the developer to apply for the additional project financing through the tax credits. And all of, in order for all or a portion of the bonds to qualify as tax-exempt bonds, the City of Willows must conduct a public hearing, which is named the TEFRA hearing, providing for the members of the community an opportunity to speak in favor of or against the use of tax-exempt bonds for the financing of the project. This project and the hearing was given notice and so the members of the community had opportunity. And as it spells out in the staff report, the Pacific West Communities is proposing to obtain an amount not to exceed $8 million of tax-exempt revenue bonds, proceeds of which this is used for financing or refinancing the acquisition or construction or improvement of this 24-unit multifamily rental housing project, which is located at 1245 West Sycamore Street in Willows. And with that, Mr. Travis Cooper, the bond agency, which is the issuer of the bonds, is present here. If the council has any questions of him and or if you have any questions of me of this staff report, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mantelli. I'm sorry, Travis, I couldn't catch last
Cooper.
Name.
Cooper?
Cooper. Oh, very good. Mr. Cooper, thank you for attending tonight. Council members, questions, comments for our planner or Mr. Cooper before we open the public hearing? Anything?
Question
Mr.
Karen.
Mr. Dominguez.
Karen, it's affordable housing, so where's that rest as far as the median income line, et cetera? I mean, I know there's definitions for the low income, very low income, but is affordable a specific range?
There are several ranges. So within the state tax, or within the state, they have income limits every year that they publish. So when this apartment project is developed, then those guidelines for that year will have to be income guidelines for individuals who want to rent an apartment in there have to be followed. So the paperwork they fill out has to comply with their income allowance for to be able to be renters of this apartment complex.
Okay, thanks.
So it's multi-levels of affordability.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay,
very low and medium income. So, but the state sets those guidelines, those income guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Fletcher.
So that what you're saying is that if someone is making too much money, they wouldn't be able to get in there?
Correct.
So it's not for everybody, it's just for a lower income.
It's for affordable housing in the state. And yes, I said it's set by the state's limits, income limits. Number of people in a household compared to the money that is made. Or the income.
Anything further, Mr. Fletcher?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Vice Mayor Warren.
I just have an issue. We're going to conduct a public hearing, but it's not listed on the agenda as that we are conducting a public hearing. Do we have an issue there? It's under regular business, and it says nothing about a public hearing. So I don't want us to do something that we should not be doing.
Or the resolution isn't listed on the agenda either. So I'm sorry, Chief.
Sorry, that was just a clerical error. However, it was posted and all the requirements were followed as a public hearing. Unfortunately, we just had this as a clerical error.
Okay, Chief. Thank you.
I see Mr. Hunt shaking.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes, I'm sorry. I see the heads nodding, but I'm skeptical. It was not agendized properly as a public hearing, even if the publication was done. I have to question the validity of any action the council may take in that for that reason.
Okay, Mr. Hunt, thank you. Chief?
We will be happy to bring it back at the next meeting.
Okay, very good. Okay. With this matter will be, item 8A will be tabled to the next meeting for
possibly Mr. Cooper might be able to speak.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, Mr. Cooper, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for attending.
Yeah, my name's Travis Cooper. I'm with the CMFA, the California Municipal Finance Authority. We're the issuer of the bonds. The only issue with that, it might be postpone the project itself. So I just want to be sure that if this is going to be an issue, would this be pushed to the next meeting agenda? And then when would that meeting be?
Okay, Mr. Cooper, thank you very much. Chief.
The next meeting is November 12th, I believe. Does that create a problem? Does that create... in as much as this is apparently, and you will have to tell me, has this been published in the newspaper as a public hearing?
Yes.
So all we would have to do is perhaps if we do have a problem with a date and losing funding or something of that nature, the council could call a special meeting and we could simply publish an addendum on the date if that would help. We can move it up. We can expedite.
24 hours.
Do we have to republish?
No, you wouldn't have to republish. We would actually republish an addendum on the date, but the publication has already been made. We would want to get the agenda out. The agenda is one of the key components here.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hunt.
So I guess, when would we know whether the delay till November 12th would create a problem?
I can let you know tomorrow. Well,
it's just a 24-hour public hearing.
It's not something, excuse me, I'm sorry, but it's not something that the council can approve right now, according to the agenda. Since it has been published in the paper as a TEPR hearing being held.
No, I understand your question, and it's an interesting dilemma, but... The Brown Act refers to the agenda itself, and the agenda itself does not reference a public hearing at all. It simply says approve conduit financing. No reference to a public hearing, so if people didn't actually see the newspaper publication, they wouldn't have an opportunity to be here. Now, if it would help, any special meeting only requires 24 hours notice, so it can be expedited. And I guess my challenge is when a public agency is actually obtaining funding, government funding in this case, if all of the I's are not dotted and the T's are crossed, somebody is going to be censured for not following the processes. And that's what I'm trying to make sure happens here.
Mayor Hansen, if it is the wishes of the council, we could set it up as a new agenda item and have the hearing either Thursday or Friday of this week, if that is the wish of the council. We could have that. It's already been agenda, or it's already been posted in the paper. It's just a matter of we could have the special meeting. Even though it's a 24-hour, I would say either Thursday or Friday of this week, we could have that hearing.
Very
if
good.
That, Mr. Cooper, that suffice for you under that process. Because it's just a matter of we'll just re-agendize this tomorrow. But we could, is the council available on Thursday or Friday for a special meeting?
Council members, does Thursday work?
Thursday is good for me.
I'll
make Thursday work.
Anything after 5:30 or so.
And it doesn't have to be as late as 7 o'clock. It can be any
time. It's a special meeting.
It just needs to be 24 hours later than Wednesday when she posts.
I have to drive from Chico to here from school, so.
Okay.
So what time are you back in town?
It'd be, if it's Friday, I can be back by 5.
What about Thursday?
Thursday about 5:40.
Maybe we need to ask the sheriff about speed enforcement that day.
We could request a code 3 follow over. Thursday at 6 o'clock, is a possibility? Okay.
Does Thursday 6 p.m. work for a special meeting in reference to this matter?
I can make that.
Yeah, very good. Thursday, special meeting for... item 8A.
May I ask this question of Mr. Hunt? Is if the council has any questions, since Mr. Cooper is here, could we ask those questions now?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Mr. Cooper can answer questions. Mr. Cooper can offer any testimony he wishes. We can actually, if necessary, read his testimony into the public record at the when the public hearing is held.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Mr. Cooper.
And I guess I would look to the council as if you have any questions for Mr. Cooper specifically, so we can maybe save him a trip back.
Very good. Mr. Cooper, if you could please approach the podium. Thank you very much.
I can't say how much I appreciate you trying to work with me on this. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for working with us.
Yeah, and I'm happy to come back on Thursday, too, as well. I'll be here. It's no problem. But I'm really here to answer any questions, if you have any questions about the process or anything.
Council members, any questions for Mr. Cooper? Questions, comments?
No, I just, thanks for being here, Mr. Cooper. I read everything. Everything is clear and fine to me.
Very good, Larry. Vice Mayor Warren, anything? Mr. Domenichini?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Mr. Fleischer?
It's pretty black and white, what I've read, so I'm pretty good.
Very good. Likewise, I have no questions in reference to this. We currently have a project, Willow Springs project, that was financed in the same manner, and it worked exceptional. So, yeah. So that was a fine development, and everything was all positive. So I'm very comfortable with this process.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you for your time, Mr. Cooper, and thank you for your flexibility.
Mr. Cooper, on behalf of and to the council, on behalf of staff, we'd like to apologize for this. It was a clerical error, and we will move it forward as promptly as possible.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Chief Peabody, anything further?
We will have this item before you again on Thursday night at 1800 hours.
Our special meeting, once again, in reference to item 8A, will be 18. This Thursday evening at 1800 hours, 6 p.m. here in City Council chambers. And notifications will go out.
We will post it on the website.
Very good. Anything further before we move forward? Okay, thank you. Mr. Cooper, thank you very much again. Chief and Mr. Hunt, thank you as well. Moving on to item 8B, select two council members to serve as a Planning Commission selection subcommittee and approve the proposed schedule and procedures for the appointment of three individuals to fill the expiring terms of currently seated Dana Owens, Candace Woods, and Robert Griffith, and accept the resignation of Planning Commissioner Peggy White and appoint one individual for the remaining term to end December 31, 2021. Chief Peabody, Interim City Manager Chief Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Hey, you worked today.
There you go.
So, Mayor Hanson, members of the council, so we are before you tonight. As you said, we have three seats that are going to be opening on the Planning Commission on December 31st. And as we have done in the past, we request two members of the council, as you are the appointing board to that, to be able to go through the applications and do interviews and try to reassign those three seats. And it is with a sad heart that we also advise you that Peggy White did turn her resignation in. That is a great loss to our Planning Commission, but we do understand and thank Ms. Peggy White for her time.
Absolutely.
But with that, I would be happy to answer any questions. Before you is the timeline. So tonight to appoint, we will provide the notices in the paper and on the website and have applications available starting tomorrow. And we will look at the December 10th meeting as the appointment of members.
Okay, Chief, thank you very much. Council members, we need to select two council members to act as a selection committee in order to review the applications and conduct the interviews for our candidates. Any volunteers?
How about Larry and Larry?
We could do that.
Larry and Larry?
Unless, well, you haven't done it.
I have my bucket's full.
Okay.
Just give us some money for lunch and we'll get you off the
phone. I'll buy lunch. I just can't come.
So, Mr. Miller?
Unless,
No, go right ahead.
Larry. Is there a Daryl involved here somewhere? No. Just Larry and Larry.
I could do that, yeah. I do have a question for staff. Chief, are you going to advertise for Peggy's term?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we will go for the three seats as a four-year term, and then Peggy's seat will actually be to the end of her term.
Yeah, so that'll be a specific.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be a two-year.
That's what I thought. All right.
So, Mr. Domenichini?
I guess so, yeah.
Mr. Domenichini and Mr. Mello have so graciously volunteered or been railroaded in either case to...
They might drag the VR out of the post office.
It was totally volunteer.
It was. Very good.
It was.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for stepping up and taking care of that gentleman. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
Although that means we're off the hook for whatever the next one comes down the line, just so you know.
Very good. And the timeline is in front of us. And any further reference to that? Okay, we'll solidify this in a motion here shortly. In reference to accepting the resignation of longtime planning commissioner Peggy White, I just like to thank Peggy for her outstanding service to the city of Willows and the Willows community. Peggy's a fine stand-up individual. As a planner with the County of Glenn, I had the pleasure of working with her for several years when I first came on the council. She was the planner involved with her transportation commission issues. She was a consummate professional, hardworking and always on task. And as a member of the Willows Planning Commission, she has served, like I said, honorably and has done a completely outstanding job. I'd like to thank Peggy on personally and on behalf of City Council and City Willows for her service and dedication to City Willows, and I wish Peggy and her family only the very best in her well-deserved retirement. So, thank you, Peggy, for everything you've done for us. So, council members, anything further? Like to add?
Ditto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge loss for our planning commission, but I'm going to miss her. But so wish Peggy the best. Okay, council members, in reference to item 7B, motion would be in order for the two subcommittee members and also accepting Peggy White's letter of resignation.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make the motion to appoint Larry Mello and Larry Domenichini as the selection committee and to accept Peggy White's resignation from the Planning Commission.
Vice Mayor Warren has moved to approve item 8B as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Fletcher has the second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 5-0. Item 8C, consider adoption of a resolution entitled A Resolution Approving the Form and Authorizing the Execution of Certain Lease Financing Documents in Connection with the Financing of a Portion of the Cost of the South Dehama Infrastructure Project and Authorizing and Directing Certain Actions with Respect Thereto. Administrative Services Director Tim Salisbury. Evening, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, and thank you to members of the council. This first came to you on September 10th, where the council approved the term sheet of this financing. To give you a little background, our hopes were that we wouldn't have to do this. We've had some delays in fulfilling all the conditions of approval of the CDBG over-the-counter grant, and those are still in process. And that's $850,000 of this. We just need the liquidity to pay the ongoing bills, construction bills that go on with this. And then once that grant is finally approved for utilizing those funds, even though there's a specified lease payment schedule here, we do have the flexibility in utilizing those funds early to pay back principal and minimize interest as that occurs. The second portion of this, about $540,000, pertains to the development agreement we have with Basin Street. Basin Street's participation in this is about plus or minus $940,000. The terms of this were such that $401,000 has already been received from Basin Street for this. The remaining roughly $535,000 to $540,000 will be received in years two through six in a five-year span in installments. Originally, we were going to internally finance that, but as we discussed back on September 10th, we've had a couple of cost overruns that the city will need to absorb to the tune of about $200,000 so far, and we potentially do have some additional items that it's unclear as to whether other sources will cover these or not. So it left us in a situation where we needed to, for lack of a better way of describing, if you use the phrase wraparound finance, the money that we'll be receiving from Basin Street over the time, we needed the liquidity up front. So unfortunately, we're here tonight to complete this transaction. As discussed back on the 10th, any financing that takes a payback stream of over 1 year can go one of two ways. It can go this route of the sale leaseback process, or we'd have to go to a bond, bond financing and seek voter approval. This is certainly a much more streamlined and easy way to do it, particularly with the short-term nature of this. This is the way that we financed the loan through USDA for the wastewater treatment plant, with the wastewater treatment plant itself as being the property that was sold and then immediately leased back. And that's how it's being done here as well, and we're utilizing the fire station to do that. So what's before you tonight is approval by resolution as to the general form of these documents. Again, there may be some minor edits, but there'll be approval as to form. And then it authorizes the mayor, the city manager, and or the administrative director to act in the capacity of signing and executing these documents. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Salisbury, for the presentation. Council members, questions, comments? Mr. Salisbury? Reference to the matter. Anything?
It's clear to me.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Anything further?
Pretty much covered it last time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's the cost of doing business.
It, and again, I apologize that we're going to be out. Not, you know, you've seen the legal fees associated with this, and we're going to be out some interest. There won't be the interest that we're going to receive from Basin Street. Probably will not be enough on their payment stream to cover this, so we're going to be out. Our need for liquidity is such that it's going to ultimately cost us some additional money. So,
yeah,
and for that, I do apologize.
Okay. Well, no apology necessary, Mr. So thank you, but not necessary. So we understand. So, okay, thank you very much. Council members, pleasure to council in reference to the resolution attached.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled A Resolution Approving the Form and Authorizing the Execution of Certain Lease Financing Documents in Connection with the Financing of a Portion of the Cost of the South Tehama Infrastructure Project and Authorizing and Directing Certain Actions with Respect Thereto be adopted.
Mr. Domenichini has moved that item 8C be the resolution be adopted as presented and as read. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has the second. Further discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 9, Council Staff Reports Comments. Item 9A, Staff Reports Comments. The City Manager will announce the two committee members chosen for the Sewer Rate Ad Hoc Committee. Interim City Manager, Chief Peabody.
Mayor Hansen and members of the council, I ask the city clerk, who received emails and posted this according to the plan, how many participants did we get?
We had two.
So we requested two for the committee and we received two. So unfortunately we don't get to use Doug's hat tonight to draw the names out, but the two people that applied for this ad hoc committee is Forrest Sprague and Rayanne Titus. So we will be setting up a meeting, and those meeting dates will be prior to city council meetings with a start time of 5:30 and with the end time sometime before the city council meeting. So we will be making contact with the two. We have their contact information, and we'll be setting up a meeting shortly to get this started. So I do thank them for the time and the community for their outreach.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chief. And the two community members chosen for the Sewer Rate Ad Hoc Committee, once again, were R. Forrest Sprague and Rayanne Titus. So congratulations to them, and we welcome their participation in the process. Very good. Council members selected for the Sewer Rate Ad Hoc Committee, Vice Mayor Warren and Council Member Domenichini. So look forward to hearing the results of those meetings. Very good. Anything further, Chief?
Before you also, sorry I did not get this emailed out earlier. We were chasing some fires this afternoon, but I gave you a copy of the monthly reports from the sheriff. And if you have any questions for that, we do have Sheriff Warren in at the table tonight. If you do have any questions or any questions in particular about law enforcement.
Very good, Chief. Thank you. Sheriff, good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My pleasure to be here. Again, if you have any questions, the statistics are pretty similar to most other months. We are trying to make an effort to increase some traffic enforcement. Our traffic citations were up, and we will continue to work on some of the issues with traffic.
Very good, yeah, yeah. Just had a couple of minutes to review your reports, Sheriff. Yeah, it's good to see you. Good activity, high numbers. Yeah, site, driving sites, rest, it all looks good. Very good. Good work. Good work. Council members, questions, comments for Sheriff Warren?
I just have a comment. Thank you for, on the traffic side, for monitoring that, because it definitely is needed. So I'm sure we all appreciate it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller. Anything further? Vice Mayor Warren, anything?
I have nothing.
No? Are you sure? Okay. All right. Anything further?
I'm good.
Thanks, Sheriff. Once again, I definitely think that I know that the City of Willows is, we're getting our money's worth with the contract, so good work. Nice work. Happy with the enforcement. Keep it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thanks, Sheriff. Thanks for being here. And go Honkers Friday night. Get Durham. Get them. Well, my kids were playing in high school. It was, I tell you, it was Get Durham. Anyway, hasn't changed. All right. Okay, thanks, Sheriff, once again. Chief, anything further from staff?
The only thing that I'd like to point out on the report is under contract, there is a minimum response time that is required to be followed. And I would just note that for priority calls, the average response time right now from the Glynn County SO into the City of Willows is 2 minutes and 45 seconds. That is outstanding. There is a 5-minute requirement, and they're meeting it and going above and beyond. So that is one thing that I always look for, and they're doing an outstanding job. So thank you to the Sheriff's Office and all their deputies for their good work, and that includes their dispatch, too, to get that information out. The only other thing is leaf season is beginning. Of course, with the north wind blowing, if you're on the south side of town, you're going to get everybody's leaves from the north. So thank you for stopping those. We'll be by to get them when we can. As usual, there is a route that our Public Works Department does follow, and they hit sections of town at least once a week. So please get your leaves out in there, get them away from the cars, make sure there's no chunks, leaves, bricks, anything like that in there, because when we do suck up bricks, that means our leaf truck is broken until they get the new fan in. So please help, and we will be out to help and maintain that property. So
very good.
Thank you very much, and we will be around to get leaves and services accordingly.
Good message, Chief. I've seen the crews out. I saw them out in their test flights late last week, and they're out in earnest this week. So.
Yep. I believe they started yesterday. Was their first official day that two members were assigned to the truck.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, they do good work. And like I said, Chief, that response time is excellent. Yep. It's outstanding. It's awesome.
And one last thing I just want to follow up on is if you were trying to find a parking spot in downtown Willows over the weekend, I'm happy to say it was very, very hard to find one. And I know between Small Town Saturday, between Holly Myers and the group downtown, and Miss Jody doing her thing, it was a great countywide event that started in Willows and you could finish up in Orland. I think that was great for our town. Our community, our downtown businesses, and businesses in town in general. So thank you, Jody, for what you did on your side, and of course Holly and all of our businesses in town for what they did this weekend. It was great to see.
Yeah, it was terrific. It was, yeah. Boy, it was packed. It was good. Yeah, good. Thank you, Jody. So, okay, Chief, anything further?
I think I'll be done now. Thank you.
Are you done now? Well, like I say, just echo once again to follow up on reference to the Sheriff's Office response times. They've been consistently around this 2-minute point. So good work. Excellent. Good work to the team. Sure. So much appreciated. And even the non-priority, holding it 10 minutes, I mean, that's a great time for non-priority response. That's excellent service. So good work. Thank you. Council members, item 9B, council reports, comments. Who would like to begin? How about Mr. Mello?
Well, there's a part of the city government that's hardly seen, and it's the Planning Commission meeting. It's the Planning Commissioners and our Karen Mentelli, our principal planner. I've been to a few Planning Commission meetings, and I'm very pleased to have attended those meetings, and I hope, and I know it will continue, because it's very professional, and I wish more people would go to the meetings and see what the Planning Commissioners and the planner does for the city that very few get to see. That's all I have. So I want to appreciate you, Karen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller. Vice Mayor Warren?
Well, I had a LAFCO meeting last week, but there's nothing reportable. What we had planned to discuss got tabled. Though I do want to say, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, we had to make a 911 call for a medical aid at our house. It was my sister. She's fine. But I just wanted to say the guys from the fire department were there 3 minutes tops. They were there, and they were great. And they kept everybody calm and got her situated till the ambulance got there. So I just wanted to let you know that you got some good guys down there. Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. Mr. Domenichini?
All I got to report out on is library board last week. Things are going well at the library. Jody's updating the how-to reference materials, spending some money on materials for that. You know, these how-to things only last a few years before they're out of date. Larry's brought it up before, the Zip Book program, a grant she gets from the state librarian, $6,000 a year. That allows her to use that state funding for reading materials, books, that would otherwise come out of the city budget. So, you know, it's a good budget-saving item, and I don't know if any of the audience are aware of it. You can order direct from Amazon a book you want to read, whether it's a print book or on CD or digital, and it'll be, for instance, the book would be delivered straight to your house. You can read it, you know, within a day or two, it'll be delivered. You can read it, and then you turn it over to the library for cataloging, become part of the library's volumes. So it's nice. It really does help with the library budget. Jody's looking to replace two library employees. They moved on to full-time jobs. It's the usual story. She has a hard time keeping part-timers 19 hours a week at minimum wage. But so the usual turnover is going on at the library. Aside from that, that's all I got.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Mr. Fleischer, anything this evening?
Well, I was supposed to have make it to a transit meeting on Thursday, but I thought that I would, I had an appointment at 8 o'clock at a doctor's office. I actually thought I had high hopes it would be in and out. Anybody been there? Mm-hmm. Did not make it back, so I didn't have time to call or anything, so I apologize for that. The one other comment that I'd like to make is that I don't know if the city of Willows, I mean, you hear all the back talk about some of the stuff that the city does as far as maintenance or here and there, but I don't think people realize how little staff we have that does a whole lot in this town. And this town is actually kept up real well in our parks and everything, and I just want to give them the kudos they deserve, because it's a very small crew that does a whole lot. And LEAP is just a small part of that, but it's a big part of our lives around here.
I will pass on that.
Thank you, Mr. Fleischer. Had three meetings to report on, and Mr. Salisbury will be tickled to death. We did have a regional transit committee meeting.
I'd just like to point out that the thought of you reporting on three meetings has made our city clerk a whole year older.
What are you saying, Tim?
Thank you.
I'll make it quick. It's Tara's birthday, so yeah, let her get out of here. Thank you for being here, Tara, tonight. So I'm sure your daughter's thrilled you're here with us tonight instead of home. So anyway, just a couple of things I didn't get around to mentioning. I want to thank City Clerk Tara Russenhoven and also Chief Peabody for pulling this information up for me earlier today. In reference to former Planning Commissioner Peggy White. She took office as a Planning Commissioner in 2013 and was Vice Chair in 2015, was Chair of the Planning Commission in 2016, and also Chair in 2018. So again, thanks to Peggy for her dedicated service to City Willows. I meant to say that earlier and I missed it. So moving on to the Glen Groundwater Authority, we had our regular monthly meeting on Monday, October 14th, 2019. Pleased to report that Mark Loesch took his seat as a director representing the Monroeville Water District. So good to have Mark on the board. The program manager, it was approved for the program manager, Lisa Hunter, to send property-related fee bills directly to parcels not included in the county's tax bill system. This includes all city properties, city and district properties, City Willows, City of Orland, County of Glenn, and all special districts, irrigation districts, and so on and so forth. We'll be getting their tax bills with the Glenn Groundwater Authority. Proposition 68 grant funding application. We entered into a contract with David's Engineering, who is our engineering contractor at this time also. Not to exceed $20,000 to develop and submit a Proposition 68 grant funding application. That grant funding is to explore the Proposition 68 monies. It's going to be a joint effort, as most of these processes are, with our sister agency, the Colusa Groundwater Authority. The Colusa Groundwater Authority isn't meeting until we have a special meeting, a workshop scheduled on October 30th. So Glenn County took the lead on the exploration with David's Engineering to pursue that with the $20,000. You know, to develop and submit the grant funding application because Calusa didn't have enough time to have a meet. This is one of those timely items, has to be submitted and done by November 1. But the basin, Calusa sub-basin, is eligible to receive up to $1 million in grant funding in reference to Prop 68 money. So the up to $20,000 will be money well spent. And that will most likely be split with Calusa County, whatever the final cost is. We'll know after they have their meeting, but those were the relevant items of business in reference to the Glenn Groundwater Authority. Had a very interesting presentation in reference to the upcoming groundwater sustainability plan. That's our next major series of hurdles to complete by 2022. So we're starting that on October 30th. So there'll be a lot of meetings between now and we get that sustainability plan as required by state law rolled out. Had the Regional Transit Committee, Glenn County Regional Transit Committee, and Glenn County Transportation Commission meetings on Thursday, October 17th, as Joe mentioned earlier. Major items of business were bus number 90. I believe that was the bus. I find my notes here. Stack of stuff here. Bus number 90 had the Cummins engine failure. It's a Gillig bus. Cummins engines and Gillig buses are rock solid. So it's kind of unusual. It had about 300,000 miles on it. We entered into purchase agreements with NorCal Kenworth to replace the Cummins engine and also include a clean out of the complete emission system. The amount was $39,572 and some change for that work, which includes a clean out of the emission system. County staff has worked with NorCal Kenworth extensively in the past. It submitted a very solid bid, and we're confident that Bus 90 will have a new engine in it and be on the road very soon again. A couple of other items of interest. Mainly, and this is a big one, The supplemental state transportation improvement funds, STIP funds. We have in excess of $2 million that we're currently have on hand at the Transportation Commission. The City of Orland has a major Tama Street project slated for construction in the very near future. Their engineer estimates they thought they had the funds covered. However, the bids came in at $660,000 over the engineer's estimates. So the Transportation Commission authorized $660,000 of STIP funds to the City of Orland in order to complete that project. And the City of Orland, City of Willows, and County Glenn were all in the same boat, so we'll work and help each other out. This time it's Orland's turn. We have the funds, and they are dedicated funds for these types of projects. And the $660,000 will go to augment that major construction project. Those are the major items of business. One interesting item for note for the City of Willows, the Sustainable Communities Planning Grants. Transportation Commission staff will be submitting applications for uh, a potential project to include the development of a complete streets plan for stair route 162 Wood Street within the city of Willows, as it passes through the city of Willows, as this says. And Wood Street is slated for reconstruction rehabilitation improvements in the next 4 to 5 years. Caltrans agreed that the timing is ideal to consider additional features that can accommodate more modes of travel and make street crossings safer. So the technical advisory committee, which includes our community services director, Steve Soth, and others will be involved as that plan rolls out. So that is good news. So with that, I think I'll stop there. I think that's all I had. Mr. Dominguez.
I have a question for staff. If anybody knows, Caltrans right away, does that end on the inside of the sidewalk?
No.
Or does it extend into further on?
It extends in and includes the sidewalks and a little bit behind the sidewalk.
Okay. You have 10 feet maybe, or 8 feet or 6 feet?
I don't know the exact.
But a little bit further.
Yeah, okay. A little bit behind the sidewalk, because there's public utility right of ways behind it as well.
Okay. So a lot of those, say the fences at the high school, are on Caltrans right away?
Well, they kind of dip and dive back and forth. Yeah.
All right. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything further, council members?
I just have one thing just to add on what Mr. Peabody was talking about, the vintage flea market. I talk to the vendors every year, and it's their favorite event in California. And vendors and buyers come from Nevada, Washington, all over the place. And Holly Myers really takes care of the vendors by feeding them and making their stay very welcomed. And kudos to her. That's all I have.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mello. And I noticed Mr. Ross doesn't have his Dodgers hat on tonight. So if we had to use Doug's hat for the draw, I mean, where's the Dodgers hat? What's the deal?
Lost again? What?
No, I know that. I mean, you know.
Hoping Mr. Salisbury will buy the Dodgers.
Very good. Well, nothing. If there's nothing further, council members, and just to echo what comments have been made tonight, and council members and Chief Peabody has touched on this, but we're very fortunate, City of Willows, to have the fine emergency services, fire services, law enforcement services, and the public works staff, and the entire city organization. We're very fortunate to have such a hardworking, dedicated, professional group of people, and that also includes everybody sitting at the table here this evening. So. Good work to City of Willows, all aspects. I think the city's in good shape in reference to professional, responsible services being rendered to the citizens of Willows. So they get good service, and rightfully so. That's the way it should be. But commend the entire city staff for your outstanding work, dedication, perseverance. I know it's not easy all the time, but good work. So, Chief, thank you to you and the entire city team.
I will pass on along. Thank you.
Very good. With that, we're moving on to item number 10 tonight, adjournment. Thank you very much for attending. The time is 7:57 p.m., 1957 hours. Have a good night. Happy birthday, Madam City Clerk. Good evening. Meeting adjourned.